be like, click here to end
warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like,
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
No, that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
There's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
I'm not. It's the mutated genes that I'm worried about.
Why are you so worried about genetically modified stuff? Seems like it's fine to me.
Honestly, I don't think it's fine. Why? I mean,
I don't know why it'd be poison. You're saying it's like poison. It's like eating.
I'm saying it's not. It's not good for you. I'm saying that we've evolved to eat non-genetically modified stuff, and we've evolved to be bitten by non-genetically modified mosquitoes.
But let me ask you this, right? Like, you eat cherry tomatoes.
No, I don't eat tomatoes.
Okay, you're right. But you know, you are aware that there are cherry tomatoes out there and that people eat them.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're good. People eat a ton of them. Guess what? Those are genetically modified foods.
They're
like,
modified.
This is what I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what the difference is between a botanist combining two sets of basically genes, right, to make a plant that they want to grow, and whatever Monsanto is doing, or whatever the place is called, the seed place. They're taking attributes of other plants that are drought resistant and putting them into wheat or corn or whatever, and then putting them in the ground somewhere. So I don't understand. Like, what's the big deal?
I mean, one of the big deals about that is that they are controlling that in such a way that they don't allow a normal farmer who may not want to buy that seed to buy that seed, and they're limiting how that seed is, you know, actually grows. So you can grow a plant, collect its seeds, and use those seeds to then essentially free seeds to farm. The genetically modified ones, not only have they been modified to be drought resistant and pest resistant, but also they don't allow you to take your seeds to be grown again.
I know.
That's a
corporation. You know what I mean? That's like a
why do we want to support something like that?
All right, I agree
with the mentality. Two, that is not something where they're like, oh, let's find the plant that doesn't reproduce and mix it. That's something where they're going in and changing something.
Right. It's just now that their technology has evolved, they don't need to do those two things. So they don't need to find the plants. They can just find the genes and put them together.
Right. However, humans have been around for a while.
Yeah.
Genetically modified stuff has not. And there's no clear evidence that says it's actually – your body actually likes that stuff and does well with it. So,
I mean, here's what I would say. Does your body do well with shoes?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
That's
I'm not ingesting that. It's not a modification. I'm not putting shoes in my body to give me energy.
But your body has become accustomed to it. I mean, it's not like it's done anything harm. You're changing the way your body actually moves.
Yes.
But why are you not doing it in a
level that is like your intestinal gut bacteria is not being nourished, which has a direct correlation to your brain. I mean, putting shoes on your feet that have a high heel in them that give you pain in your knees and, you know, backache is a lot different than messing your brain.
Right. I would. The only other thing I would counter with is that, like, you can find sugar, like refined natural sugar, right? You can eat that stuff, and that'll mess with you.
Sure. That'll mess with your brain. There are like things. That's my point with the virus and the mosquitoes. There are viruses out there that will mess you up. That virus started. The Zika virus started as a monkey. It got transferred to a human through a mosquito, and then because your argument will be valid here when you talk about world population, and that got spread throughout the world.
All right, you're gonna have to give me 1 second. Hold on one second. Hey, Heidi. Are you taking shelter right now? Because that thing said take shelter immediately. Yeah. You're not worried about going into the bathroom yet? Okay. Let me know when you're worried about into the bathroom. Because I'm sitting right in front of a... You should probably get out of this window. We just got a thing over the emergency thing that says take shelter immediately because of the tornado.
So are you telling me we're going to end the Shotcast because you have – we just started the Shotcast and we're ending it because you have to take shelter?
No, I don't. I'm fine. It does say take shelter immediately. I'm fine. I don't see anything. I don't even hear thunder. And the sirens aren't going off, so we're fine.
I mean, we've talked about human beings almost genetically modifying weather before with the HAARP, right?
That's right. Yeah.
What I'm saying is anytime humans tamper, there's a good that can come out of that, but there also is a bad that we don't know about. That's the thing that's the thing you can't measure. And with crops, yes, we can modify them. We can modify them in natural ways like a botanist grafting on another – whatever, however they do it. I'm not a botanist.
Yeah, that's a ton of information you just gave.
All I'm saying...
You literally said nothing.
All I'm saying is if we create a mosquito that's genetically modified, how do we know that there aren't mutations that are going to happen that affect that mosquito in ways we couldn't even imagine?
Here's my solution. My solution is that we get these big... bat houses, and we just start breeding bats, like mass breeding of bats, and then let the bats go out, so the bats will eat up. Because we're already like
That's never gone wrong before.
Well, look,
introducing a mass number of other creatures.
No. Listen to me. The bats, like they're an endangered, like especially the brown bats around here, they're endangered. Their populations are so low right now. It's like the lowest they've ever been. They're extremely I don't know if I would say endangered. I think they are endangered. So it's like all we do is bring those populations up. We just make a concerted effort to bring those populations up and release them back into the wild.
Okay, yeah, but
they're supposed to be out there. They're not. We're just balancing everything again.
Balancing everything is fine, but we need to do more than balance. We need to if we want this virus to not destroy humankind, then you need to wipe it out. You don't need to balance it.
Well, but you're not giving me any way to, if I can't use genetically modified stuff, how am I gonna get rid of this virus?
What do you think? I got all the answers right now.
I mean, the bats. I had the bat answer. You're poo-pooing the bat answer.
Listen, all I'm saying is, so humankind can get wiped out by like giant mosquito dragons from being genetically mutated, or we can spend some time and really think about how we can control it a little bit better.
I don't mind. I don't mind spending that time because, like I said, population's a problem for me. This is one of those things that, like, this isn't like a meteor that's coming down and hitting Earth and then suddenly things are like totally haywire. This is like a gradual thing.
Yeah, but it's a gradual thing that gradually could infect everyone. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have birth defects, then you are stopping a generation of human beings, and eventually it gets less and less. And I know you're all about population.
Yeah,
control.
This isn't worrying me, man.
I just think you're so self-centered in your.
I told you with survival situations, you have to be self. You have to think about yourself. I'm not the captain on the Starfleet Enterprise. On the SS Enterprise, right? I'm not a Starfleet captain. I don't have to think about the good of the entire ship.
Yeah.
I have to think about what's good for Heidi and me and Spencer.
Thank goodness more people do not think like you, because
we
need problem solvers. That's what we need.
Look, you poo-pooed my bat problem, my bat issue.
Yeah,
which would totally work.
It would totally help.
It would totally help. And then you don't want to use any genetically modified stuff. I'm fine with the genetically modified stuff. Yeah, I'm fine with it. One problem at a time. I told you about that Delta Force guy. You know that story.
Yeah, I know the story.
Just one problem at a time, man.
Yeah, but
right now we've got a problem. Fix the problem. Then worry about the next problem.
Yeah, but that's the thinking that got us in the trouble in the first place. I can solve this by just doing this. Easy peasy. But not thinking about what that problem creates, because that problem often creates a much bigger problem.
I think life sometimes is just about trying to keep your problems at bay. Just trying to get one at a time.
That's fine, man. I understand. One problem at a time. I get it. The problem is when you start thinking about I have a problem. I have too much garbage in my house. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in a trash can. Some guy's going to take it and bury it somewhere. Oh, that solves my problem.
Yes, problem solved. Now we've got another problem. We got to solve that problem.
But that
we're good
other
at solving
problem,
problems.
But that other problem. Listen, I agree. The human race is good at solving problems, but we have a much bigger problem now. That's the problem. Oh, we have we shipped over some cherry trees, and there's like gypsy moth on them, and they're eating all the everything. What could we do? Oh, well, here's that certain bird that loves to feast on gypsy moth. Let's bring them over. Oh. It now decided not to eat the gypsy moths and decided to eat everything else. Now everything is destroyed.
But there's hardly ever the right answer. You just have to go with what's going to work.
All I'm asking
are going to work.
All I'm asking is that we think two generations from us. So it's one generation. You only think about yourself. That's zero generations. I'm asking is two generations.
The bats will totally work. Not only are we helping with the bat population, but we're controlling
be helping with the bat population anyway. New Jersey has the same problem with bats.
That's
there are no
right.
Bats.
That's what I'm saying. And why do you think we have problems with mosquitoes? This is what I'm saying, man.
We have problems with mosquitoes because mosquitoes are highly adaptable.
We have problems with mosquitoes because the predators don't eat mosquitoes anymore because there are no predators that eat mosquitoes.
Here's the problem. What's going to happen when we have lots of bats? Good thing, right?
Yeah.
And mosquitoes, but we still have mosquitoes. We don't get rid of mosquitoes. We still have the virus floating around.
But it's not as epidemic as you're saying. We're controlling it. We still have malaria. People die of malaria. It happens.
I understand things happen. What I'm saying is this is something that is not being contained. Besides malaria, we have shots and pills and things like that that can help malaria. We're 2 years out from figuring out a virus for Zika or a vaccine for Zika virus. We're 12 years out from it even being on the market.
What? Why? How do you know all this information?
Listen, I'm looking into this and trying to figure it out. Unlike you, who just sits back and says, my main concern right now is a hurricane. I gotta be careful.
It's a hurricane.
Tornadoes.
It's a tornado. And the reason my main concern is a tornado right now is because I had a thing come across my phone that says take shelter immediately.
Yeah. So, oh, one take shelter for you immediately. You know what you should be doing? You should be thinking about the other people who don't have shelter that that you can help.
What? How am I going to help somebody that doesn't have shelter when I'm supposed to be sheltering myself? Instead, I'm actually doing a shodcast. I'm braving it out for the many our many listeners.
We are
our ones of listeners.
There's no. We already. There's no tornado that's going to hit you. It hasn't hit you in the before. It's not going to hit you now.
Just because it hasn't happened before doesn't mean it can't happen.
What?
I thought I heard a freight train. A train is not something you want to hear when you're when a tornado is coming around. That's like the classic sign if you hear a train.
Yeah, I did notice that Heidi's not around anymore.
Yes, I don't know where she went. She's probably sheltering like it's we're supposed to.
Well, don't they give a warning? Don't they have a big warning? Like a sound?
Usually there's a siren. Yeah, it has to do with air pressure. So if the air pressure gets right, it triggers the sirens.
Oh, so you're fine.
Yeah, I don't hear the sirens.
So you're fine. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Like, you're too focused in your own world. That's your problem.
But that's what you're supposed – that's what human beings are all about, man.
No, and that's
why – That's what animals are all about. It's about preserving themselves.
Yeah, that may be true, but we're human beings. We should be rising above that.
Well, now you've got a moral issue now. Like, look, dude, look, let's say, this is the reason why I'm not too concerned about it is like things aren't just going to break down. Society is not going to break down and crumble right away. Like, you're going to have some time. Like, last time we were talking about before the shotcast got destroyed, you were telling me about what I had 5 minutes to get out of the house and grab all my stuff. Like, that's a short period of time.
Right.
Like, I probably at least have 10 years.
Yeah, but the problem is, this is the problem. When I said, you have 5 minutes to get out of your house, it was 18, but you have 18 minutes to get out of your house,
yeah.
you were still not getting things that you were thinking about long term, man. See, that's the problem. That's why you would have a lighter in your pocket. I have magnesium, flint, and steel.
In your pocket right now?
Yes. I always carry that around because I'm thinking long term.
What's going to get me by
long term? I need generations. I have something I can pass on to keep my family safe through generations. You have a lighter that's going to burn out in a month. Good luck after that.
I'm just confident in my skills and abilities. I don't need all that stuff, man.
Listen, we've talked
about Bear Grylls. Like when they drop Bear Grylls out into like the wild, he doesn't have a magnesium striker.
Sure,
he has a family.
He has a film crew with him. I mean, you're talking apples and oranges.
I'll take apples and oranges when I'm trying to survive, man. It doesn't even matter.
Guess what? You don't need either. You should be thinking about shelter and fire.
You carry seeds in your pocket too, just so you can plant harvest the crops.
Maybe
non-genetically modified ones, of course.
That's a great idea. And why would I want genetically modified ones? Because I can't replant them. I need to sustain myself. See, this is why you're not thinking it through.
All right, you make a good point. I'm definitely thinking one thing at a time. Just like get me to the next thing. Get me to the next thing. Boom. Get me to the next thing.
It's not the way you want to live, man.
But it's the way you survive.
It's the way you survive. But it's that living. That's the question.
Well, here, dude. Look, Spencer, my dog.
Right.
He doesn't play chess or anything like that. He's not thinking three moves ahead. And I think I could probably send him off into the wilderness, and he'd be perfectly fine. Because he's all about what's happening now. Get me to the next thing. Get me to the next thing. Get me to the next thing.
Yeah, but first of all, maybe he doesn't do that because you provide the next thing for him all the time. So he doesn't need to think about that. Second of all, we need to be thinking about the next thing because we as a human animal demand just more stuff.
Yeah, stuff, man. You have to go Zen. You have to go Buddhist, man. You got to get rid of your stuff. Don't let your stuff possess you, man.
But listen,
get rid of your possession.
Stuff meaning Spencer has some natural instinct still built in him. We are just like, We have nothing to protect us from anything except our brain and our wits and being able to think ahead. That's what makes us still standing throughout these generations, because we can think ahead.
Right. We can think about making a whole bat a bat house that just breeds bats.
You know, that's our problem. Now that I think about it, we've shifted our mentality. It used to be where you would have to think about your lineage, your generations, how you're going to provide for them instead of like, oh, I need to think about building a house for me. No, I need to think about a community of people that I need to help protect me. But now that we don't have that stuff anymore, it's all about me. It's all about me.
Now it's a tribe.
And look how it shifts. Look how everything shifts. It's not about preserving anything or saving anything for generation after generation. It's all about what I want and me.
Are you talking about traditions and stuff like that?
Partly.
This is your Jewish faith coming out.
My adopted Jewish faith, yes.
This is all the traditions and stuff that hand me down. There's specific reasons why you do all this kind of stuff. Yeah, and that's
those
okay.
are reasons why you do it. I'm talking about just basically like, you know, you do it because you need to think about – I'm talking about more of a Native American spiritual, like your great-grandchildren. That's who I'm thinking about.
Oh, well. See, that's – I'm not thinking about that. I don't need to. I'm not going to have great-grandchildren, I think.
Live inside of me.
No, this is a choice that
we've made.
That's
why we're going down. That's why the.
You know what? No.
This comes to a point. You come to a point in the human evolution where it's all of a sudden just focused on me.
Here's the thing,
man. That's when we get taken out.
Here's the thing. You can't. We've come to a certain point where globally now, like people act globally, and that's the biggest problem. Like you don't have a direct impact on your environment anymore. So like you're thinking long term. Well, the problem is like, who knows what the future is going to be long term? And with this such a huge population growth, you're right. You can't sustain it. It's irresponsible to have a huge family.
Yeah, and take a look around, man. People aren't having huge families anymore. That's where you're misguided.
Oh, there's a lot of people that have huge families.
Oh, what?
Maybe not in New York City
on a TV show.
That's a whole movement, dude. That's not just a TV show of some crazy family. That's a movement.
That's a movement that is not big. Japan's population is decreasing.
Yeah, that's great. I applaud Japan.
And that's what I'm saying, though. There are populations that are actually decreasing.
Good.
So I think there's more of a plateau happening rather than a growth.
Dude, you're wrong.
Facts. Why don't you back it up?
Why don't you back it up? Where's the plateau?
Well, now you want me to back it up? You're the one who started it.
Well, that's because you're the one that has to rebut, not me.
Listen, all I'm saying is that if we're thinking about generations, after ourselves, that's an implied population that happens.
I think this is what's interesting is because you have a child and I don't. That's the difference between our thinking.
No, it's not the difference. I just have a more global community-minded mind.
No, well, I just have a more realistic mind of the
narrow-minded, self-centered.
Well, I'm just talking about just being able to, impact my impact on the environment and this global Earth that we are call home. Is minimal.
Yeah, but why are you doing that?
Yours is larger.
It's minimal. What I'm saying is, what are you? Somebody who's just throwing trash on the street? Are you just cutting down trees for fun? Are you shooting bats?
No.
Well, then you must be thinking about preserving it for some reason, or you would be doing that stuff.
That's a good point.
Why are you an environmental type person?
Because I'm hoping that I still have 50 years left on me.
You're just trying to get through the next 50 years. That's all.
50 years. 50, 60 years.
First of all, it's depressing 50 years. But then But it's also depressing that that's all you think about.
50 years? What? I'm 38? Almost 39? 50 years?
Yeah.
That's in the 90s? I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay. Be fine with that. But because you got nobody. You're alone, man. That's what you are. And that, and I can feel why you're bitter and you don't care about things.
Look, here, I'm just saying that I'm responsible enough to say to myself, you know what? I can see where the future's going. I'm being responsible by not adding to the waste and the disposable, society that we live in, this corrupt.
Just to pat yourself on the back, though. Just to pat yourself on the back.
I'm just being responsible.
Yeah, so that you can look good. For yourself, that's all you care about.
I'm being responsible. I'm thinking about other generations by saying, you know what? We're not bringing a kid into this world. There's so many. The population is so much. That's fine. That's fine. So let somebody else do it.
Fine. If that's the hill you want to die on, fine. But I think there are other hills, and those are the hills that I'm on.
Look, if we just get the bat thing going, I think that would solve a lot of our problems.
You know, I'm behind you with the bat thing.
I know. I don't know why we aren't doing it. Shoemaker Brothers Bats
Sanctuary. Yes,
Sanctuary.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we should look into that. Like, we don't have enough other things. We should also start a bat sanctuary.
Yeah, for a non-profit, though. It has to be non-profit. Like, I don't see how we make any money off of bats. We could sell bats?
What, we're making money off of other things that we do? No, zero.
There's at least a possibility of making money off of things. There's no possibility of making money off of bat, like breeding bats. Right. We'd buy bats.
I'm doing it for future generations. But what are you doing?
We'd have to sell to the U.S. government. We'd have to, like, have a breeding program for the government.
Oh, now you're talking. But that's the problem. They're going to take our bats and genetically modify them.
What they do with our bats is their business.
I'm not giving my bats to the U.S. government. I'm not giving my bats to any government. That's the problem.
Then what's the point of getting the bats?
No, the bats are for the people, man. That's who the bats are for.
So people can come to our bat... what are we calling it? Shoemaker Brothers Bat Sanctuary?
Sanctuary? House? I like Bat House.
All right, Bat House.
I mean, we can't use Bat Cave. That's
I get the bat. So the Shoemaker Brothers Bat House, people come to us. What? They get a bushel of bats or something? They pick their own bats? What is it? Like, you pick?
Man, I don't know anything about bats, but if we could raise bats and then, I don't know.
You know what would be the problem with bats, though? I bet, like, once you get, like, rabies... Like, if you get one bat with rabies, like, forget about it.
You're done.
You'd have to really be careful with your bats.
It's good advice.
And that fungus, that's that white nose fungus.
Well, that's the problem. That's why you have to save the bats, because they're getting the fungus.
Yeah, well, we got to keep them fungus free. I don't know how we do that.
Well, obviously, if we're starting a sanctuary, we'd figure out how to keep them fungus free. It is true rabies. Rabies is something you got to think about, but come on. When was the last time you had anybody?
We sell rabies-free bats. Our bats are rabies-free.
Our bats are rabies-free. I think that's all you need.
Organically grown, rabies-freed. They're free range. We'll have them free range.
Yeah. Free range bats, rabies-free.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably, if you had the bat house. Look, I know Heidi counts bats. She's part of a research project that counts bats. And in one bat box, there were over 100 bats.
And I mean, the least I could do is put up a bat house.
Jeez. Guess who has a bat house? I do. We have a bat house.
This is why you're not worried about mosquitoes.
I don't think any bats live in the bat house, though.
How do you get bats in the bat house? That's our first
thing.
That's
the thing. You have to get, yeah. I don't know. It's been unsuccessful so far.
All right. Well, we got to figure this out. That's the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.